Buffalo can hang on. This is going to be a good one.
The fans at Kansas Speedway know how to have a good time. And you are all invited. NASCAR weekend at Kansas Speedway, May 4th and 5th. Get your tickets now at KansasSpeedway.com.
It's time for our weekly conversation with Kansas City's injury attorney, Mike DePasquale, DMLawUSA.com. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Doing good, Nate. How about you?
Dude, I've been thinking about you a lot this week for a couple of reasons. Number one.
That's a little scary.
Yeah,
huh,
well, does that kind of freak you out a little bit?
I appreciate it. I need someone to think about me.
There you go.
Not many people do, so I'll take all I can get.
I'm your guy. First of all, I see your commercials all over the NFL playoffs, so that's number one. Get to see your pretty face up on the TV. Number two, I understand that you and your law firm are sponsors of the Kansas City Comets. We had Kevin Ellis on the show yesterday, and they're going to be playing at T-Mobile Arena this weekend, which is pretty exciting.
Oh, yeah. That's real exciting.
Did you go to the Wings games much as a kid growing up in Wichita?
Yes. That was my first taste with soccer. I moved to Wichita when I was 9 years old from New York State. There wasn't a lot of soccer played in New York State when I was growing up. And the Wings were like the Chiefs there. I mean, that was the only show in town, sold out.
Fast Eddie Henderson, baby.
Jeff Chico Borja, Rasmussen. I mean, everything. Now, for a chubby kid like me, soccer was not my sport, but I love going to the games. It was so much fun.
Okay, so again, the Comets playing at T-Mobile Arena tomorrow. If you want to get tickets, that's a good action to go to. And then I've been thinking about you because you just mentioned being a kid from upstate New York. Man, your worlds are colliding again, the Buffalo Bills and the Kansas City Chiefs. What kind of internal strife does this put you through in a week like this?
Okay, good question. Someone said to me the other day, you're in a can't-lose situation here. I said, no, I'm in a can't-win situation, okay? You know, I was born a Bills fan. I lived in, you know, upstate New York. I went to Bills games upon Bills games upon Bills games. Then I moved. I moved to Kansas when I was 9 years old. I became a Chiefs fan. Luckily, well, not for either team, but for the last, you know, 25 years or so, they've neither been good at the same time. So I could, you know, I could root whatever team was going in the right direction. Lately, it's been the Chiefs. Now I get both of them, you know, and I think whoever wins this game is going to win the Super Bowl. I really do.
Well,
so I want the Chiefs to win because that's my team now, okay? But I wish that the Bills and Chiefs were not good at the same time because then I could have my cake and eat it too. But alas, that's not happening.
This is the cross you bear right now, having the Chiefs and Bills be really good at the same time. And maybe this is just the early stages of one of those great decade-long quarterback battles the way we saw with Peyton Manning and Tom Brady in the past generation. So we're gonna do our picks on these things. Jake, let's start with just the game and the line itself.
All right, the line opened up at -3.5 for the Chiefs. It's dropped all the way down to 2. So a lot of money going on the Bills. The Chiefs right now sit at a 2-point favorite at home against the Bills. And the total, I believe it opened up at 52.5 or 53. It's all the way up to 54.5 right now. So current lines, total score, 54.5. Chiefs favored by 2.
I want this game. So let me pick this one, okay? Nate, I'm not giving you a choice here.
All right, do it.
Yeah.
I got the Chiefs, and I'm taking the under. I keep feeling like 27-21. You know, the difference between, you know, I hear a lot of people comparing Josh Allen to Patrick Mahomes. Listen, from a physical skill, they're both two of the most skilled quarterbacks we've ever seen in this game. But what Patrick Mahomes has, which Josh Allen is not proven yet, is Patrick Mahomes, he just makes plays happen at the right time in the biggest moments. Okay, I've not seen Josh Allen do that yet. So until he does, Mahomes is just a clear step above him, and therefore the Chiefs are a clear step above the Bills, in my opinion.
That's exactly what I was trying to articulate in our last segment with Jeff Chedia in the last hour. When I'm seeing people pick Josh Allen above Patrick Mahomes in their confidence rankings like Mike Greenberg did, I think there's some recency bias in the fact that Josh Allen just went out and had this incredible game against the Patriots. And hey, that is impressive. And obviously Josh Allen's a very good quarterback, but I'm with you. Every time Patrick Mahomes has had his back against the wall in a big game, he stepped up. and he's delivered. And to me, that's not a coincidence. So the next time I see him fail in a situation like that will be the first. And,
I totally agree.
And so, you know, and the next time I see Josh Allen succeed in that situation, it might be the first. That doesn't mean he can't do it. Just because you haven't done it yet doesn't mean you can't do it. But
right.
I'll take the guy that's already proven time and time again that he can. I'm with you on that. I do think it's going to be more of a shootout than you, though. I would take... Boy, the over, 54.5, Jake, what do you think of that, that over-under?
Oh, man, the total score last game was 58, right?
Yeah.
You know.
Is that right?
38-20, right?
Yeah.
So,
I think these teams might be in the 30s by the time. I mean, I don't know that the Chiefs' defense is going to shut down the Bills' offense.
Mike, it scares you. I'm probably on your side on the under.
Taking the under.
Yeah. Jake, Nate, I hear what you're saying about the Chiefs' defense shutting down Josh Allen, but I don't think that's what it's all about. I think that the game in general is going to be played more conservatively.
Limited possessions.
Part.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think, because you don't want to give Patrick Mahomes the ball a bunch.
And the Chiefs
don't. It's going to go both ways.
Yeah, and the Chiefs have been much more methodical through the course of this season. They've been willing to have long, sustained drives, those types of things, where in the past they've been this big, quick score offense that puts our defense back out there. So that's a good point.
Yeah, why would you want to give either of these guys the ball a bunch of times?
Right.
I wouldn't.
Right. And both teams are probably going to gear their defenses up to try to avoid giving up the big play, right?
Yeah. I think it's going to be an amazing game. I cannot wait to watch it. I wish I did not have any interest in either team. It would be even more fun to watch. I just watching the game itself. But I really do think what I said a little bit ago, I think whoever wins this game is going to win the Super Bowl. I just do.
So,
I just.
All right, so the last pick we're going to go with in here, we're talking Mahomes versus Allen. Jake, you want to give us the numbers on what they're both expected to do from a passing and rushing standpoint, because that's a big part of both of their games.
Right, I was thinking maybe we'll do this. Okay, so the numbers are so close on passing yards, right? So Mahomes' number is 308.5, Allen's 306.5, and they're both at 2.5 passing touchdowns. So you take one of the two quarterbacks for passing yards. Who's going to have more passing yards, Mahomes or Allen?
Mahomes.
All Mahomes. Right.
And then who's going to have more passing touchdowns?
Mahomes. Well, I think it's going to be tied because I picked 27-21, but if I had to pick one, I'd go with Mahomes. Because Josh Allen could steal a passing touchdown with a rushing touchdown. Mahomes could, but it's less likely.
So total touchdowns. Let's do total touchdowns then. That'll make it more
difficult. I'll go Mahomes. Good. That's tough, though. I mean, I wouldn't bet on this, but since I'm betting for the kids here, and I want someone to win or lose, I'll take Mahomes. 4-3.
This is just a side bet, but something tells me Mahomes is going to have more rushing yards than Josh Allen in this game. That will surprise
Mahomes
everybody.
Mahomes is a sneaky good runner because the way defenses play him.
Yep.
I mean, he rips off a 30-yard run. Looks like he's running like a 5.4 40, but something tells me he's a little bit faster than that, right? I mean,
oh, yeah.
He's the guy that runs well. Doesn't look like he does, but, man, he's a good runner.
Picks the spots, reads the defense.
Yeah,
well.
He's tremendous vision. Can't teach it.
Mike, if somebody gets hurt, how do they get a hold of you?
DMLawUSA.com. Don't bother me on Sunday, though.
Hit him up on Monday.
I got basketball to coach and games to watch.
Yep. Enjoy it, buddy.
All right, boys. We'll talk to you guys soon.
All right. That's Mike DePasquale. He's got to deal with the fact that I've been thinking about him all week.
Yeah.
DMLawUSA.com. Just don't hit him up on Sunday. Back after this on Sports Radio 810. WHB.